It's Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess.
And it's been another great day at the Quest Diagnostics Trading Center. The preseason finale is only 3 days away as the Giants prepare to take on the New England Patriots. Hi again, everybody. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Jeff Fiegels, and welcome to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. And with only a couple of more days as they count it down to that preseason finale, Jeff, things are starting to wrap up here for the Giants.
Yeah, you know, you got the 75-man cut coming tomorrow, so there's going to be down to 75 from 90. And it's a stressful time for a lot of these guys. But really, when you come into training camp, you have an opportunity. Some of those guys that never got the opportunity to play in the game, they understand that they're probably going to be gone tomorrow. But the big one is the 53-man. It's very stressful. Some of the veterans that are on the bubble, you never know when that Turk comes calling that final day. But you and I both know, Paul, that even after the 53-man roster is done, there's a lot of movement that goes in after the couple days after that. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, no question about that. The final cuts will come now on Saturday. That's where that 53 comes into play, Jeff. What are some of the bubble guys thinking about these last couple of days?
Well, they're thinking about this. They have one last game. A lot of the starters, who they kind of know they're going to be on the team, but the guys at the bottom of that roster, they're thinking, I got to go out and show this team one last time what I can do, just in case they're on that bubble. And for some of the veterans like Peyton Hillis, you got guys like that who have to understand that, you know, that running back position is thick and you never know what's going to happen. So they have that one last chance to go out there and do what they can.
Jeff, let's get a look at the news of the day, and it really involves the injury situation for the Giants, because Brandon Mosley and Jeff Schwartz have gone to their respective doctors to have their injuries examined. Mosley's got a back, Schwartz has a toe, and the Giants are waiting to hear exactly how long these guys might be out.
Well, I think the biggest one we're looking at this list here is Jeff Schwartz and what has happened with him. And that's to, you know, he's going to go see the doctor and find out what happens. But what happens in the grand scheme of things with Jeff Schwartz, you know, he was their number one free agent. They were counting on him to be a starter. And now you don't know how long he's going to be out of the game. So this puts in Weston Richburg, who, a young guy, he's got, you know, a lot of talent. But when you lose somebody like Schwartz with the leadership skills that he has, the experience, and all of a sudden now the Giants are forced into who's going to play, and is it going to be Richburg? Is it going to be Jerry? So it's very tough.
Well, the good news is the Giants did use their second-round pick on Weston Richburg, the center/guard out of Colorado State. Now, even though he's a natural center, he played guard back when he was in college. That was 2010.
You're pulling more as a guard. Your pass set's different. You know, it's a whole different animal. Just like tackle's different than guard or center. So you just got to get used to it and kind of settle in a little better.
Oh man, you know, just, you know, from experience, you know, I've played quite a few games myself, so I'd be definitely more than willing to lend my hand out to him. You know, just can't get rattled. Can't let one play turn into two bad plays. So, I mean, he'll be fine, man. He's a tough young guy, very smart, very competitive, so he'll definitely be fine.
Now, you heard former Dolphins guard John Jerry sing the praises of Weston Richburg. I need to ask you, Jeff, Richburg now is working on one position instead of three as he had during the first couple of weeks of camp. How much of a benefit is that for him?
Well, I think it's great. It shows his versatility. Someone like, you know, like Booth from last year can move around, play center, play guard. But it comes down to where you now have to start concentrating on one position. You know, he's very undersized at 298 yards, so he has a little bit of trouble with those big defensive linemen. And what happens when you're undersized, you have to rely on your technique. That's something he has to get better at, because he's not going to be able to handle a lot of these bigger linemen. But, you know, now he's a smart guy. So playing those different positions, once Schwartz comes back, who's to say where he goes from there?
Now, this thing with Mosley is a real problem because, you know, back issues for linemen, boy, they can flare up at any time. So even if he gets back quickly, you don't know how long he's going to be able to stay in the lineup.
It's just, yeah, it's tough. To be in a back, you know, you're with that offensive lineman doing the pass sets and the run blocking. You know, the theme here is injuries with this offensive line, but you have the depth. So you have someone like John Jerry that can now come in and play. They brought him in here because he's a veteran and that he can come in this kind of a pinch. But you see Mosley, who was pegged in to be the starter for Chris Snead now that he's left. But it's going to be John Jerry this week, most likely, and it's going to have to see what happens with Brandon Mosley. He's a veteran. He's played in this league long enough. They're expecting big things from him.
Okay, now the bottom line is, no matter who is playing along the offensive front, Eli Manning's going to be taking snaps from center when the Giants start the ball game. And he knows that mixing and matching, well, that can't be a big deal for him. He's still got to play.
And those might be the guys who are playing for us. So, the more reps we can get together, the better we'll be. You know, making calls, you know, guys communicating. So, you know, we don't know who's gonna be there that first game. We gotta be ready and get a lot of guys ready to play. And so, it'll be good to work with this group. And you know, the more options you can have at offensive line to step into different roles, because you never know who's gonna have to miss a game here or there or have to play for. So the more guys we can get going, the better off we'll be.
Coach Tom Coughlin says the starters will go 15 to 18 snaps against the Patriots on Thursday. How much chemistry can there be with this line and with Eli Manning with so few reps?
Not many. That's not a lot of plays. And plus the fact that these guys are switching around every positions, you know, and Eli had mentioned communication and chemistry and getting to play with these guys and getting some routine in there, if you will. But it's hard when you're not in there all the time. You know, you look at the old lines of the Giants in the past. They've played together for so long. That's why they've become so good. The fact is that they're moving around all over the place. It's very difficult, but they're going to have to get it right quickly.
Quickly, a piece of good news, though. The Giants have run for nearly 500 yards in the four preseason games. That is a bright spot.
There's no question. And they bring in Rashad Jennings, and now you have probably the steal of the draft with Andre Williams. A point of emphasis coming into this season. So the running game's got to get going. It'll set up the passing
game. All right, when we come back, we're going to tell you about the tight ends. It is probably the most difficult battle of training camp to gauge. So stick around. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Nothing better than the sun shining and 80-degree temperatures. It's certainly been fun throughout the course of the summer here in northern New Jersey. Well, as we come back, we want to talk to you about what's going on with these Giants tight ends, because it has been quite a battle throughout the preseason. They've combined for, check this out now, 9 catches for 116 yards and 1 touchdown. And yet today, Tom Coughlin said, nobody's winning the job, Jeff. It could be a tight end by committee this season.
Well, you look at those statistics, those aren't anything to write home about, I can tell you that, because in this West Coast offense, the tight end position needs a little bit more production, and I haven't seen it. So back to what you said, it might be out of tight end by committee, and they're waiting for one of these guys to step up, particularly the younger guys. Larry Donnell and Adrian Robinson both have been the guys they wanted to, and they went out there and got a couple veterans to come in there just in case. So at this point in time, who's to say who the starting tight end is going to be? But one of these guys would have to step up sooner or later to be on that 53-man roster. I think that a couple of them will, but you never know what could be behind them.
Jeff, you mentioned Donnell. He had a chance to talk to John Schmelk about exactly where he stands in his second NFL season.
All right, Larry, where are you right now heading into preseason game number 5 in terms of your progress in this system compared to where maybe you thought you would be when this whole process began with Ben McAdoo coming over to be the new offensive coordinator?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. Every day is just a process of getting better. I have a lot to still learn and a lot to still do, you know, but I'm just trying to progress in that area. I feel like I've came, you know, a ways from where I first started, but like I said, I'm still trying to get better and just improve every day and just trying to get ready for the season.
In terms of the improvements, where are you focusing on? Where are you really trying to get better to show the coaches that, yeah, I deserve to keep running with the ones?
You know, I'm just trying to, you know, do everything I can just to, you know, be a help to the team, just not just for the ones, period. The position I'm put in, I just want to be in, you know, help any way I can. And, you know, like I said, I'm just hitting the playbook harder, you know, just trying to go about things in a better manner than I did last year. And just becoming, you know, just how you become a better player, you know. Learning and studying film and things like that, and just trying to make plays and help the team.
This system, rather, asks a lot of the tight end position. You line up in a lot of different spots. Yeah. What has it been like learning all those different facets of your role this year?
Man, it's actually kind of sweet, kind of cool, because, you know, you line up in different spots, and the ball comes to you. You know, and that's always a plus. You think about that kind of thing. You know, when you got a chance to get the ball, it'll always put a smile on your face. You know, you got a chance to score touchdowns, but it's sweet, man. You know, It's something trying to learn it all, but once you get a hang of it, it's pretty sweet, and you got a chance to get the ball, and that's always a good plus.
You talk about the touchdowns and the catches, but you know, hey, Coach Tom Coughlin, he wants his tight ends to block. where are you trying to get better in terms of the blocking game?
Yeah, that's a big improvement. I have to step forward. I'm trying to focus on, you know, just pad leverage and get my pads down and, be a better presence in the pass game. In the run game also. You know, I'm always trying to improve, never satisfied with being where I'm at, and just trying to, you know, move forward in that area also.
And in looking at the tight ends, Donnell seems to have the best receiving skills of that group, Jeff.
Well, he's very athletic. I think some of the positives with him, he has a big presence in that red zone. He's very athletic. Some of the things he has to work on, as he's mentioned, about his blocking. But I think both of these young tight ends have to work on their mental game and as far as their assignments and cut down on their mental errors.
All right, now, Adrian Robinson is in his third NFL season. Again, he's one of those guys who's supposed to be very athletic. Well, at this point, he's been rather inconsistent. He had a chance to talk to John Schmelk as well.
All right, Adrian, we're through four preseason game downs. Preseason game number five coming our way on Thursday night. Where do you think you've progressed the most so far this spring and summer?
I think I've improved the most in just being physical in the run blocking game. I know I still have a long way to go. Still got to work on my footwork and working on a tight punch, but I'll say that's been what I've done better this offseason.
Obviously, you have to learn a brand new system this offseason. How do you think you are in the playbook? Have you really fully absorbed it? Is it second nature now, or do you still think you're thinking a little bit out there?
No, it's definitely second nature. You know, I've been here since OTAs, first time I got to actually enjoy that part of it. So I feel like it's definitely second nature now. It's just going out there and playing fast.
And now in the past, you've had to battle some injuries as well as trying to get on the field. How much has it helped you not having to deal with any of those nagging injuries on the side and just focus on football?
It's been great, you know, being out here every day. You know, Coach always talks about getting mental reps, but nothing's like actually being on a practice field or on a game field and seeing everything happen at full speed. So that's been a big plus for me as well.
Adrian, final question. One more preseason game to go. What are your goals? What do you still want to show the coaching staff that you want to get better at?
My goal is just to show consistency. So, you know, I had a couple good plays a couple weeks ago, but, you know, that was just one game. So I want to go out there and show that I can be a consistent, good player.
So the Giants need to see more out of Robinson, exactly kind of what they saw against the Colts. That's the kind of deal he's got to put forth. But what about those veterans? That would be Fells and Davis.
Well, they're both veterans, as you said. They bring a lot of experience. They're both good blockers. The team really wants the two young guys to step up, but they really have not done it to a point where they've delegated them as they're going to be the starter. So I think they're here for a little bit of comfort just in case some of these guys don't pan out. But really, if they got to get into a pinch, they understand the system, they understand the NFL, they'll be fine.
We'll get you a lot of these practice highlights from Robinson, who has made a lot of plays in practice, but again, not enough of plays during the games. Fells is in his sixth year. Davis is in his seventh year. Again, the experience, something that they need to utilize if they're going to stick on this final 53-man roster. Well, Jeff, this past week, it was the Snoopy Bowl here at MetLife Stadium, the annual rivalry game between the Giants and the Jets. But you know, only one team could be on the top of the heap in New York City. Guess which one it was? We'll find out when we come back.
This stadium looks so much better in blue, man. I'll tell you that. So much better in blue. What do you think, J-Dub? Look better in blue, don't it?
Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Seymour!
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 This ain't what they want. Giants, Jets, Jets, Giants, however you want to call it. Supposed to be a preseason game. I already know if it'll be a regular season game. It's our house. Whatever they want to call it, it's our house.
So either you gonna man up or you not. Either you gonna have pride or you won't.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear nobody talking about if they got it or not. I want to see that. Yeah. And we'll see that
yes,
today.
Sir.
Bring
yeah.
it up.
Yeah.
Here we go,
baby.
Here we go. Come on, team on three. One, two, three.
Team. Work out of an eye set. Ivory the tailback. Smith to throw on a play fake. Throws one right. Wide open for the touchdown is Jace Amara.
We all got to communicate Zoo, the receivers in the backfield. We don't want Kennard matched up on him. He should go find a wide or a tight end.
They're going to screen you because you're killing him. He can't outblock you. He can't.
That's
1-on-1.
Right?
He doesn't have a chance.
But what we should have done is Kennard should go ahead and take this guy right now. Zoo, Walt should line up in the backfield with number 11 when he motions out. Just take. Okay?
Manning back to throw. He has time. Fires one left into the end zone. Touchdown, Reuben Randall. And I'll tell you what, Carl, Rashad Jennings helped pick up the pressure
to give Manning time and find the throwing lane to Reuben Randall.
Great job. Way to go. Way to go, man. Great drive.
Nassib takes the snap, play fake, back to throw. Steps up, lobs one down the left side for Parker, who makes the catch and goes in for the touchdown. There's a flag on the play. 39-yard pass play to Preston Parker. Sims out of the gun. One receiver left. Sims back. Looks right. Throws for Salas on the post. Touchdown Jets as he beat Charles James.
Make him throw the seven ball because that's a harder throw. The inside throw is an easier throw. For example, I told you, you know what I'm saying? We got to do the leverage.
Nassib in a shotgun. Corey Washington split right on this third and fourth. The Jets 31 with 2:16 to go and the Giants up 28-24. Nassib back. Here's the throw down the right side for Washington. Makes the catch into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. 31 yards, and Corey Washington keeps the Cinderella story alive. Four straight games with a touchdown catch, and that was a nice one on a beautiful throw from Nassib.
Congratulations on the win. Heck of a win. Very physical ball game. Very physical, very tough ball game. We knew that was going to be the case when we came in. We focused on a few things. We got some things well done, very, very well done today. There's no question. We had a better week of practice, and we played much better in the game. So congratulations to everybody.
Here you go, Matt. Way to go.
Get it all together here. Way to go, Giants. Way to go, Giants. Remember, humble and victory now. Humble and victory. We've learned our lesson. Give credit where credit is due. We have a very good football team. We made some plays down the stretch to win the game. Let's have a team. One, two, three.
Team!
And so the Giants claim a 35-24 victory over their arch rival Jets in the Snoopy Bowl. And the pass rush seemed to get going a little bit. Jeff, the Giants had three sacks and four quarterback hits.
Yeah, I thought this was their best game by far as getting pressure. I think it starts with Jenkins and Hankins in there. Those guys have been doing very well all season, getting pressure up the middle, allowing the Kiwi and DeMontre Moore and JPP to get pressure on that quarterback. So that is it's moving in the right direction.
Yeah, Moore had a couple of sacks and a fumble recovery. Well, enough about the Giants' pass rush. What about when the Giants have the ball and try to throw it? There have been some surprising results, both good and bad. We'll take a look when we come back.
It's time for our top moments of the day.
And we look at backup quarterback Curtis Painter, who looks long downfield. There's Julian Talley, and he makes the catch. Spectacular play by the young wide receiver. How about another young gun? This is Travis Harvey. Painter fires, and Harvey comes down with it. These two young guys have had some big plays during practice during the summer and are still trying to make a name for themselves as they try to slip onto the 53 or the practice squad. Paul Dottino and Jeff Fiegel's back with you on Giants Training Camp Live. And, you know, the Giants quarterbacks had a nice night the other night against the Jets. Let me give you some numbers, Jeff.
Go ahead.
Four touchdown passes, no interceptions, and a 20-for-33 completion mark for 61%.
And more importantly, that passing game at that last two-minute drive in the first half for the Eli and the starters. But two, the zero turnovers, zero interceptions, that's something that the quarterback position has been working on, not only Eli, but all the other two guys, too. So they continue not to throw interceptions, carry that over into the regular season.
Now, everybody's been real happy about Eli's two-minute drill there at the end of the first half in that game. So people keep saying, well, why don't you run that all the time? Why don't you run a no-huddle and a hurry-up all the time? Eli says there are some subtle differences to those styles of attack.
You know, 2 minutes, a little different than no huddle, just because you're, you know, I think we had, you know, we only had one run in that 2 minute drill, so we need to run the ball more than that in a normal circumstance. So, but I think you know, hopefully we can be fast paced and find ways to, you know, get completions and move the ball and but still be able to run the ball to you know, keep the defense, you know, not knowing what we're going to do.
Now, in referring to that drive, it went for 11 plays, 91 yards. It took a minute 48 off the clock and gave the Giants a 10-7 lead.
Yeah, and they also converted five first downs on that drive. And, Paul, what's important to me on this drive is it's going to be the last time that they had an opportunity to have a two-minute drive before the regular season. You know that the guys are only going to play 15 to 18 snaps coming in. There's not going to be an opportunity for this type of two-minute drive. So it gives them confidence, gives them a little bit of a way to go out, if you will. And Reuben Randall being able to catch that touchdown pass was also a huge confidence builder for him.
All right, let me go back to that Randall touchdown catch, Jeff, because I thought that was very significant in capping off that drive. Randall's a guy who needs to take the next step.
No question, and those two have to be on the same page. I think there was a little bit of a disconnect last year, and the fact that they were able to be on the same page and get a touchdown in the preseason, but more importantly, Paul, that was a timing route. Eli threw that ball on the spot, and Reuben Randall had to be there at the same time. That shows you that they're getting connected, they're on the right page, and that's good stuff for coming up in the regular season.
Yeah, that is exactly how you impress the coaches and tell them that you are ready for prime time. Folks, it's time to go to our Twitter question, and this one comes from Eddie Goomba, who wants to know, does Marcus Harris's injury give Preston Parker a real chance to make the team? Harris has a sprained right shoulder. He says the doctors have told him he's out 3 to 4 weeks.
Well, listen, Preston Parker has done everything he's had to do to make this team. More importantly, he's been able to play special teams. He's punt return, he's kickoff return, he's has ball security, as Coach Coughlin always emphasizes, and you have to be able to play special teams if you're going to be that fifth or sixth receiver, and he's made every single opportunity he has had, he's made the best of it.
All right, let's stick with the wide receivers, and it seems as though there's a daily update on Odell Beckham. Yes, he's doing some things on the side. Yes, he's on the bike. Yes, he's doing some catching drills. The bottom line is, though, Jeff, he's not going to play this weekend, is he?
Well, nobody will play if they don't practice, unless you're maybe Eli Manning. But the fact is that, you know, Beckham is not on the field. He's losing time, confidence, all that stuff, and working with Eli. But I'll give you two tidbits that you can bet your life on.
You got it.
He's not going to play this Thursday, and he'll be on the 53-man roster. So you can take that to the bank. I'll tell you that.
That's or Atlantic City, for that matter.
We hope not.
You know, I was talking to Jeff earlier today, and one of the things that has impressed a lot of people around this facility is Ryan Nassib's development. As a rookie last year in practice, he had some trouble. But I'll tell you what. Over the course of these last several games, he started to look good. Want to give you a couple of numbers here. 8 of 12 the other night against the Jets for 103 yards and 3 touchdown passes.
And he's also, one more statistic, 63% completions, 5 touchdowns and 0 turnovers, interceptions, excuse me. He did have one fumble. That is what you got to do to impress coaches, because if you have to come in and relieve Eli for some reason, you know that they have confidence in him, that he's not going to turn the ball over. He's going to do what he has to do. He's done everything he had to do to win that second position as the backup quarterback.
So pretty much his job to lose going into the Patriots game.
I believe it was his job to lose coming into the season.
All right, so one more preseason game to go for the Giants. They'll play New England. We don't know what Belichick's going to do. He usually never plays any of his starters. Coach Coughlin says 15 to 18 snaps for the first unit for the Giants. I guess they got another chance to feel good about themselves, don't they?
Yeah, 15 to 18. That's all they got to do. Go in there and do the best, and then it's off to Detroit.
All right, so kickoff is at 7:30 on Thursday at MetLife Stadium. It's the Giants and the Patriots. Be there or be square.
NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.